going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where people already have lots of fiery WrestleMania opinions.
I'll tell you what. You guys, if y'all want to talk WrestleMania, I will gladly sit back and listen and enjoy. I didn't see a second of it this weekend.
You know what I thought for sure you were going to do? You were going to be like, I'll give you the 1 o'clock segment. When we're supposed to run the Nikkei presser. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, no, if y'all.
Tricky bastard.
Y'all can tell me about Mr. T and Andre the Giant.
Oh,
and
that I was like gladly, WrestleMania 1.
I would gladly. Oh, they were. Really?
Yeah.
But both. They weren't in this one?
I mean, I think they're both.
Isn't this a big anniversary?
No, not both. Andre the Giant is dead.
What? Very dead.
He's dead like 30 years ago.
All right. Who's the most recent could be the Andre the Giant? Big Show? Is there anybody else that's kind of been kind of like that?
Yeah, or Braun Strowman, it's just, but like that's the trick is like they use Andre the Giant very sparingly. Now the WWE's like, hey, look at this big guy. We're gonna make you watch him every single day, single week.
What's up with the dude that turned around and smiled at the audience and then got RKO?
Joe Henry.
Hold on. That's a different guy.
That's O. Henry. By the way, from the 817, today is Joe Henry Day.
What?
So
what does that mean?
He's in another promotion where they have kind of like a working relationship. And I'm going to see if we bleed off listeners and then we'll just quickly switch back to the NFL draft. It's also NFL draft week. And we'll talk about all the stories about the Mavs and the Adolis walk-off.
Mm-hmm.
But like he really caught fire because he's a good wrestler and very charismatic. But people loved his song. It is super catchy. And so you heard people singing it, and it was a lot of fun.
Former running back for the Bills, Joe Henry, not Travis Henry.
Oh, no, his name is, last name is spelled differently.
Former president of the United States, Henry. Joe Henry.
No.
Biden Henry.
What?
All right. We gave it a shot. And for all the people asking where was The Rock, that is a very fair point. I really don't know. Corey doesn't know either.
He got in a little trouble, I think, with his taxes or something.
Okay, I don't know if that is the case whatsoever. But also, happy NFL draft week. Are you guys excited it's finally here? Or are you kind of like, I don't care. It's still Monday. It's not Thursday. It's kind of like the thing in Christmas when you were a kid. When you would get into the December 20s, you'd be excited because it's almost there. But also, it's not here. So are people just loving NFL draft and they're pumped up, or they're like, I really wish it was Thursday?
So I know the last month or so, Reggie has always contributed it to being or attributed Lion season.
Yes.
But this week is where it gets even more chaotic because everybody hears something from everybody right now, the closer we get to it.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, all right, what is the truth? And nobody knows. The only people that know what they want are the people with the number one draft, the number one pick, and maybe the people with the number two pick.
Like that's fair.
Really the only people that truly know. I bet Will McClay knows what he'd like to have. Sure. And he and Steven are kind of going through that process. And Cowboys, we're all sitting here looking at it, going, hey, we like these things and these things, but hold on. What if a team jumps up? Like everything could change. And a lot of people are lying right now. Even Pete Carroll was doing the, hey, be careful with his GM. So I am excited, but I also try to like close my ears a lot because there are a lot of people with a lot of mixed information out there right now.
Now, speaking of mixed information, I'm going to rapid fire you some texts and we're going to go all over the place from the 214. I don't know who Joe Henry is, but I love that character and the zoom in is hilarious. From the 214, once Travis Scott showed up, you just knew it was going to be like a Nico Harrison kind of ending. Stupid as hell. From the 214, I don't care. The draft will do nothing for the Cowboys since they'll still be the laughingstock of the NFL. From the 714, I believe in Joe Henry. And from the 469, I am hyped. So there's a whole lot of different opinions happening to start.
Are the Cowboys the laughingstock?
See, I don't think so.
I feel like, man, it's the Browns.
All right. We might just shift our segment right
here. It's
still
Cleveland.
I think that the Cowboys are by far the high-profile laughingstock.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know. Hey, Jacksonville, you go take Ash and Jenty at 5. Maybe people will praise the pick. Maybe people will be like, well, your quarterback's still no good or what. I don't know. However that's going to happen. There are still teams, like you said, like Cleveland. Cleveland is way worse off than the Cowboys are right now. I just think way more people care about the Cowboys, and that's why there's way more negative opinions about the Cowboys because they're clearly the most popular and polarizing
team. But just about as many positive opinions, too.
Yes, for sure.
They're the one that is the biggest, most divisive.
Exactly. Where I don't think you'll find a whole bunch of people, like, you talked about it. We'll do hits all over the country to talk about the Cowboys. I don't ever remember us calling a Cleveland Browns beat writer or a Jacksonville Jaguars insider at a time that we weren't playing that team that week.
That's true.
That never happens because nobody cares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then from the 940, the Panthers still exist.
That's a great point. The Panthers are in the mix.
The thing about being
the
here.
Jets.
The Jets situation's very, very weird. The thing about being here is it's looked at two different ways. Artolo's look at it as either you are too close to the situation and you don't see how much of a laughing stock they are, or you are too close to the situation and you just blindly see that they are this great thing. Like that, everybody, you're one of those two, and you're either a homer or you're a hater. And there's no in between of like, no, there's a reality to what it is. Because for the last 30 years, their success has been very similar to the Browns.
Yeah, which is really weird because, like, we're super close to the Cowboys. I feel like I can tell you even more than people know about why this franchise can at times be an embarrassment. But at the same point, I don't think they're, like, doomed automatically.
You guys are too tough on them. Well,
it goes back and forth. Look, Corey, he brings up the time when a couple of Cowboys players at training camp stopped because I was like, oh, guess what? The Cowboys are going to be mediocre this season. I don't think that's what a homer would say at training camp.
Yeah, it's a chaotic week, though, and I get excited for draft night. I'll be in Allen at the Pluckers in Allen.
I'll be in Dallas.
And so I'm looking forward to seeing all the Tolos because, as I've said many times, if you like specials on drinks and food, my location is the place to be because we're very good at this. I don't know why, but the people that are always at my location seem to be very fantastic drafters.
Hey,
Kevin, his group struggles.
Look, that's why I need you to come to Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because historically, my Pluckers people are bad at drafting. They're great people and they want to get it right, but they're just not good at it. I know I've said this multiple times in the last couple of weeks. Just a couple of years ago, we got the CJ Stroud pick wrong. That's pick 2 because the guy was like, no, I got some inside information. You're going to be surprised.
Are you embarrassed?
To see what happens. And what's crazy is he originally said Bryce Young was going to go 2. Uh-huh. And Bryce Young was off the board. And even then, he's like, now, we're not going with CJ Stroud.
Should have known not to trust that guy when he was like Bryce Young.
But that's the deal, is that you sign up to be the GM. And I do not have the power to just erase your name.
That's true. And even though you're the commissioner, you don't have that power.
Yeah.
Unlike Adam Silver, who's like, yes, I'm going to make this trade happen no matter what. Even though he says that he didn't have anything to do with it.
And from the 972, who cares about fake wrestling? First of all, not fake, predetermined. Second of all, based on the feedback, quite a few people. Then the other thing is, I just want to know if that makes you mad. Do you get mad when we do like Masterpiece Theater, yeah, like movie and TV discussions? Because we do plenty of not sport things on here.
Swaggy Booties has asked the question on the Twitch, does the Corey Pluckers have more tables than the other Pluckers? I just want to point out, Kevin, you and I have been to that Allen Pluckers before.
It is very big.
There are a lot of tables inside of that place. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I need to ask all the rest of the hosts to count the tables when they go in so that I can confirm or deny this, because there are a lot of tables and they were packed. They were full last time we were there. So I'm excited.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to try to go with a positive. I guess it's a positive. I know you still lost the series, but can we get cut number six? Was this moment enough to kind of salvage the Rangers weekend for you?
One ball, one strike. Yates is ready. He comes home. Adoli swings and belts one. Deep left center. Back goes Taylor at the wall. That ball is history. A two-run walk-off home run for El Bumby.
I love that call, first of all.
Yeah, because it's Eric Nadell doing what he does the best.
Good point.
Being the best in DFW.
That is a good
point. Brad Sham said it, so I feel Brad Sham said it. You can just acknowledge it.
In your face, Jared. So, and Mike.
I think they would concede to Eric here in this. He's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, man. Mike's not conceding to anybody. He's the best. Man, by the way, you know who is super plugged in on night one of WrestleMania? Mike Bassick. He was texting me all throughout. And then I know he was probably on a plane yesterday. I believe he was saying on the way to Sacramento. But the Rangers lose the series. However, feels like we would have had a much different opinion about that series coming in if not for that home run. Because now all of a sudden you would have been like, hey, you got swept and you only scored two runs. Now, did you get shut out in both of the other games? Yes. And that is frustrating, although the Dodgers have phenomenal pitching as well. But getting that win, I thought, salvaged what would have felt like an awful Rangers weekend otherwise.
Yeah, because, I mean, it is the Dodgers for one, and you think of yourself as an American League World Series contender. Yes. That is them and the Padres and the Giants are the front runners for the National.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
National League. So you're looking, and I guess the Phillies, there's lots of National League teams that are very good. But you're kind of looking at it going, how good are we compared to the best team? Well, you got to see this weekend. You still can't hit. Like, that's still part of it, that you can't string together enough hits against good pitching, let alone bad pitching, to be able to put up a bunch of runs. That being said, they didn't score a bunch of runs.
Like, that is true.
There was no blowout. Your starting pitching kept you in every single one of these games. But yeah, I agree with you on the Adolis made this worth it, because... And the way that they did it, like, it looked like they set it up that way in that final inning.
For the most dramatic way possible.
Yeah, no, it was great. And, you know, the Rangers, two losses on weird calls. I mean, yesterday's call, I'm going to contend, you can fight me on this all you want, that Mookie Betts pushed Wyatt Langford off the bag.
Okay.
I'm going to continue to stick there. But they said otherwise. That being said, Kevin, I have a question for you. I predicted the Adolis home run. So obviously that makes me feel better.
Okay.
But I don't know what to do with my powers here. I don't know. I've done this now three times with Adolis. I've predicted walk-off home runs for him when he had 0 for 3, 0 for 4 days. You were there for one of them. You've seen this live in action. My brother-in-law can contest.
By the way, I thought he was an idiot for calling.
He did. He was like, you're stupid. He was so mad at Adolis that day. He was so mad. He was like, 4 strikeouts. He just kept, every time he struck out, he'd give me the 3, 4. And I was like, shut up. And then it happened, and it wasn't in your face. That was not an in-your-face thing. It was happiness for Adolis.
When the ball was in the air at that game, I was really excited, but also Noah had been crying when they hit home runs, and I was like, oh, crap, I need to figure out how to, like, cover his ears, because I really wanted to cheer, but I also knew he was going to be very upset.
But I do have powers, evidently, to predict walk-off home runs for Adolis Garcia, but I can't do this every game, all right? Because then I use it too much, and it's going to go away. Or do I use it as often as possible and just use it to make sure that it's getting used? Or do I just wait for big moments in big games in big series?
I think that one, because since we do not totally understand the extent of your powers, there's the possibility of diminishing returns. You know, so I don't want to rule that out for sure. Now, for people saying that the Rangers got robbed in game 3, I kind of have an issue with that. Because you didn't lose 6-5 and you'd been cranking it up offensively all day. You lost 1-0 because your offense could only string together a whole bunch of singles. Now, if Wyatt would have been at second, could you, and been safe at second, which he was, I get that. Could Jake Berger have Josh Jung have gotten you out of it? Yeah, maybe, but you weren't taking over offensively. And even then, if you got a single, that would have only tied the game on a day that offense was hard to come by. I didn't like that call at all. But I don't think you can say that the Rangers got screwed in terms of losing that game.
Yeah, and by the way, that was Rojas. My apologies. I said that. No, I agree with you. Anytime, I can't sit there and say that anytime they have a moment like that, because I'm like, what about all these other opportunities you had if bases were loaded before and you didn't score runs? What about all these? So So I agree with you on that. There's lots of other moments. These are intense moments that are the last ones, so you hang on to them a little bit longer.
And plus, obviously, if you would have got another walk-off home run, I'd have been like, I don't care when the offense came. We got it. We won 2 out of 3.
Yeah, exactly.
Against the Sespotis' best team.
We just like drama on this team.
And there was a little bit of extra something that I love that Adolis hit it off of Kirby Yates. I know that doesn't, like, it probably shouldn't matter, but I was like, come on, dude.
Kirby didn't have his best stuff. Yeah. I'll be honest, I didn't think he had his best stuff while he was up there.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's puck around and find out how everything went wrong for the Stars in Game 1. Next on The Fan.
O'Connor with Taves and Kiwi Rockton. Here's the trailer. Manson towards the net, deflects. In behind Ottinger for a 3-1 Colorado lead. Devon Taves heading to the crease area, gets the stick on it, and the Avalanche once again lead by 2.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to try something a little bit different here because the Stars have been so disappointing, or were so disappointing on Saturday night. Do you want to start this segment by talking about the Stars, Mystery Text 1 or Mystery Text 2? One of them is sports related. The other one is not. Cooper Flagg's going in the draft. I can't believe it.
This is a difficult thing for me, Kevin, because I love to goof around. I really do. But I know there are some people that are hot on the Stars situation right now. So
you pick Stars.
I'm gonna leave myself out of this conversation because I would pick Stars.
Oh, Alec, that means it's up to you then, I guess.
I want to go goofy. I want to have fun.
All right.
Because that game wasn't.
From the 903. Can we talk about my wife's friend wearing the revealing boob shirt at the Easter gathering yesterday? Or you facilitated for this?
I did.
What do you think about the revealing clothing at a family get together? And it's going to make it uncomfortable. And then also, like, is it a family member and you feel bad? Or is it like some other non-blood relation that you're like, oh man, I kind of thought he or she had it like that. Corey has thoughts. I can tell. He's debating whether or not to say them.
I plead the fifth.
Oh!
On your question altogether.
Okay, luckily this did not happen at my family gathering. In fact, I cannot particularly remember a family gathering offhand when I was like, what the hell is that person wearing?
And I will say I do everything I can to not look.
Okay.
Even at the gym, dude. I'm doing everything I can at the gym just to be like, I don't want to get caught on your phone in the back of your video looking at something. And then they're like, oh, look at this creeper. I was just trying to see where the weights were.
Counting the tiles on the floor.
Yeah, I'm doing everything. Looking at the ceiling, counting dots and whatever the things are up there. Yeah.
Oh, those lights.
Yes, exactly. Nice. Man, this fan, where is it?
Those LED?
I don't want to get... I'm avoiding. Dude, I don't want to be that.
Somebody's but you're gonna, afraid of it?
I'm afraid of the backlash of the video and all that stuff. Yeah.
All right. Alec, have you avoided such delicate social situations?
It's definitely happened before where family members have done said thing and it gets talked about. That's the fun part.
Yeah.
Is like,
but does it get talked about afterwards? Not at the event, like in the car ride home or
it gets talked on site. Like it's usually my dad who notices and he'll be like, what's going on with that? Like, you know, whenever he can find a break in the action, he'll be like, you see what I see, right? And I'm like, it's because like we feel indirectly responsible because they're family. So you're just like, but it's like, we didn't choose to wear that. So yeah, my dad's always the first to point it out. Trust me.
All right.
Sean Shapiro says, Haskinen is on the ice this morning with Stars healthy scratches from the last game 45 minutes before an optional morning skate. Would assume that means on his day-to-day status, today is not the day.
Yeah. Well, hopefully things will turn around because Saturday was really rough. And I know the counter argument can easily be every Stars game one playoff game is pretty rough, but it feels like so many bad things have happened to this team over the last couple of weeks. They have now lost 8 straight games overall. They've lost 8 straight game ones in the playoffs And I know this person not even on our team anymore. Did you see that Logan Stankoven had 2 goals game one of his playoff series?
Easy. I see what you're trying to do right now. You're trying to turn this into the Luka trade, aren't you?
No. That feels tough to turn this into the Luka trade. But no, I just, that was
promising a young star.
That felt like the insult to the injury. Hey, you already lost, and people have been concerned about the team chemistry since Stankoven was out. And then you're like, hey, he scored twice in game one.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what?
Yeah.
We didn't even score twice total.
And that's probably my biggest concern right now. The last 7 games leading into the playoffs, Kevin, I know we were very concerned about defense and net mining, but the thing that became very evident to me, maybe the last 3 games or so, was the net got small. The net got very small for the Stars, and the net looked extremely small in game one. They looked like they could not find a crease. They couldn't find a gap. And even the goal they scored was lucky. Like, that thing bounced off the scoreboard, and then it was, you know, out of the McDonald's down the street. It came back, nothing but net. It was one of those, and it was not a goal that you even planned. It just kind of happened. You were like, yay, we got lucky. They knew whenever it happened, they got lucky. They didn't even want to celebrate it. But that net is starting to look extremely small to these guys, and they got to figure out something to make that thing bigger. You know, it was... Who were we talking to recently? It was Jordan Spieth. I was listening to him, and he was talking about his putt. And he was like, man, that day that I won the Masters, every hole looked big. It looked giant, like a trash can.
Yeah.
And that's when you know you're in a groove. The Stars are not there right now.
So I know Mika Rantanen has come up as somebody that you would like to see more from because he is traditionally phenomenal in the playoffs. Now, you just look at... Since he got here, he's been here in the with the Stars 20 games. He scored 18 points. So we're not quite to the 1 point per game threshold that you would love to see.
Was he that before?
Yes.
Yes,
he is.
Per game guy.
He is fully capable of being 1.2, 1.3. Like, he can be up there.
Gotcha.
Now, in the playoffs, he's even better, though.
And see, this is where I ask the question, is it time for him to put a cape on?
Okay.
Because I feel like maybe there's a possibility he came into a very strong locker room, replacing Stankoven, who was a good, you know, good piece to it. And now everybody in the room just trying to figure out how they all work together. And maybe Miko's better whenever he's the alpha and he just goes, rather than being a dude that's on the team. I don't know. And there might be some Stars fans that are like, no, this is different. But is it time for the best player on the ice for your team to put a cape on and say, follow me, guys, let's go?
And the playoff history would... really back up that idea, because in 82 career playoff games, he has 101 points.
That's a season worth of playoff games.
That's true. That's a great point. So I'm going to estimate that's about 1.23-ish points per game. And then you look at Saturday's game one, kept off the score sheet, but also a -2. Mm-hmm. So when he was on the ice, they just weren't excelling. Now, that does not by any means all fall at his feet. But if you're looking for somebody who can take over, you can make a really strong argument that Rantanen is the best player on this team talent-wise. Now, has he assimilated enough in the system yet to totally have that down? I don't know. Is Miro coming back? Do you think that would overthrow him? I don't know. And plus, best case scenario, does that still mean you have the third best player on the ice? With MacKinnon and Makar, it's tough to argue that you have anybody that matches up to that level.
Yeah, and I don't know how much extra juice they have because of Miko or because of what happened to them last year against the Stars. Like, they might be a little extra motivated this time around as we go along. So the other thing too, Kevin, in my notes I said, hey, look, the things we saw in game one were all the things we talked about leading into the playoffs.
That's fair.
Like, every single note that we have is kind of like, oh, it's just a continuation of these last 7 games here, and that feeling that it is. They can't keep their puck on their stick.
And that's the thing that scares you the most, right? Because if you want to fall back on, well, the Stars just don't do well under DeBoer in game ones of the playoffs. That is true. But the team you're seeing right now, they are not good enough to beat Colorado. Can you flip that switch after game one? For sure you can. But if you continue down that track for the reason that you said, keeping control of the puck. If you want to go after Ottinger, if you want to go after the defense as a whole, but part of the reason the defense as a whole is struggling so much is not being able to keep control of the puck.
Exactly.
It's maddening, and you will lose this series if that is what continues to happen.
And when and last week when we had our friend Brian Ray on, that was very, very much the Mikko part of it, right? When I asked, hey, explain how, like what his importance is, the defense being able to move you up the ice. That part of it is a significant part. It also does fall on those forwards, though, to get their crap together and get on the same page and be able to make nice, crisp passes that are great setups. There were moments that I was like, oh, that was a fantastic setup. The play was there to be made. It just didn't go into the net. And that's where I'm starting to be curious about. One of the things, Kevin, that I've liked about Pete DeBoer's era is over time, over a series, they seem to find the weakness of the netminder.
Yeah.
And they seem to find, you know what? We're going top shelf. We're going top shelf every time. And this is, we know that he's weak here. We're going to go set this up. And then that's going to open other things up for us. And at some point, I feel like that's going to come along. I'm hopeful that that's going to come along. But that whole aim small, miss small mentality has got to be there whenever they decide this is the weakness of the goalie. And we've beat that. Once we beat their defender, now we know how to get it in the net, because they don't look like they know right now.
From the 469 last month, I told you that I was afraid to get on the Stars bandwagon. I've invested the time, money on swag. What gives? Why can't I be happy and cheer for a real winner? And I think a lot of us are struggling with that right now. This is a fair point from the 817. Okay. Crap on all the Stars all you want. Not that first part.
And we're not,
that,
yeah, we don't
I think
do
that first part is a silly text. Yeah. I don't see what you've listened to in this segment that is crapping on the Stars whatsoever.
We're just fans that are upset.
Yes, but that MF-er definitely kicked that puck in the goal and it shouldn't have counted. The fascinating replay on that of like, well, it was incidental or an accidental contact. I don't think so. It looked like a karate sidekick that he was like, maybe I can get the puck in the goal with this. So that I don't care for. It did. If you look and he kind of like kicked his leg to the left.
I get it.
You cannot tell me that he was like, oh no, the puck hit my leg. He was like, I caught up on Cobra Kai. Check this out. That's what I think happened. So I will agree with that person, but I don't think anything that has happened in this segment whatsoever has been crapping on the Stars.
Well, I mean, at least we got an early puck drop tonight.
No, you don't. It's 8:30 start, but realistically, it's the back half of a doubleheader. So I think you'll probably see more at best case scenario, 8:45, maybe 9:00. So if you're planning on being asleep before 11:30, I don't know if I would count on that if you're watching the Stars game.
Kevin, I might finish the game tomorrow morning then, is all I'm saying. Like 11:30 is very late for my brain. It doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't work. I'll watch most of it. I'll get the general idea. And in the morning, I'll pick up the last part of it.
And from the 6-8-2, he was falling. It was not a kick. You can absolutely throw a kick when you're falling.
You can't. Show us. Fallen kick. Let's see.
I can't. I don't have skates on.
Claymore.
You don't have skates on?
Yeah.
Somebody bring us some skates.
No, please. Please, God, don't. And then the other mystery text. I'm going to throw it out now. I'm going to give you the gist of it because I don't have it pulled up anymore. Do you think Nico is going to use this press conference to step down? I think there is a 0.01% chance that happens. I think the fact that this presser is taking place is showing you that he is not going to step down. And he...
I don't think he's going to apologize for anything
I don't either.
He's, from what I hear, Kevin, very uncompromising.
Yes.
And very unapologetic. Kevin and I just said this last week. Alex, right there with us on this. He's the only person that believes that this was going to work. And Dumont said, okay, I'm with
you. Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Or Dumont is very like, anyway, it sounds like Nico is the only person that believes it. No matter what you think, he's like, watch, over time, this is going to work out for us. We're winning now, but over time. And then, Kevin, you brought up the villain. Right now, he definitely is the villain, because in what situation? Thanos. What's he trying to do? He's trying to cleanse the planet.
And he thinks it's the right thing to do. And I'm telling you, up and down, the reason why he's not going to apologize, he does not think he's done anything wrong. Time will tell if that is correct.
Vader, just trying to be a good dad. He thinks he's trying to be a good dad.
That I still don't know about. But like, it looks early on like he's clearly done the wrong thing. But I don't think he views it that way. I think he is like, give it time. I will be proven correct.
I think you're right there. And the Mavs fans don't want to give him that time.
No. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Which one of these performances was more impressive to you? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next on The Fan.
Oh. High fly, deep left center. Against his former team, the best day of his life.
Oh my goodness.
Austin Wins has 6 hits.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. So I want to see which one of these you think is the most impressive. Is it the 6 hits that we just played from Austin Wins? That's pretty dang impressive. Is it the Cincinnati Reds scoring 24 runs in a game, or is it the Milwaukee Brewers for stealing 6 bases in the first inning?
6 in the first inning?
Yeah.
That's Brad Penny right there. I've been talking about that for a while. I'm going to say, I'll say that. I think that's a more difficult feat than the 24 runs. And you're like, what are you talking about? 24. You get a bad team. You get a bad day. And you can score 24 runs, all right? But getting 6 stolen bases, you did something right. You were able to do that. I mean, Wyatt couldn't even steal a base late in the game yesterday.
So. Okay, he did. And then might have popped off the bag or got pushed off the
Rojas
bag.
Pushed him. I'm convinced of it.
Okay. So you're going to go with the steals?
I'm going to go with the steals, Kevin. I think that's impressive, man.
So the Milwaukee Brewers stole 6 bases in the first inning against the A's, who will be the next opponent for the Texas Rangers. And for the day, They stole 9 bases in the first 4 innings. That broke the franchise record previously of 8 for an entire game, and it made them just the 5th team this century to accomplish the feat. Now, they almost got another steal in the 5th inning, but they were caught stealing, and that would have made them just the 4th team in the live ball era since 1920 to steal 10 or more bases in a game. So they were this close. And then by that point, the game was a blowout, and they're like, who cares?
When you say this century, do you mean the last 100 years or the 21st century?
I think it's the 21st century.
Okay. I'm always confused by that. I'm like, last 100 years?
No, I believe when they say this century.
Since 2000.
Exactly.
All right, so we're dealing with that. That's still a long time of not having something like that happen.
For sure. I agree with all of that. Now, the Reds, they scored 24 runs in their win over the Orioles, who, by the way,
something must have gone wrong.
Baltimore Orioles are 9-12.
They're a young team. They don't know how to handle this. That is part of the,
I agree,
the growth process for a young team. And do they have the right person at the helm to be able to guide those young players? Or all those, where are they, those young players mentally in this game right now?
So believe it or not, it was only 12-1 going into the 7th inning. And over the last 3 innings.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah.
12-1 in the 7th?
Yes. But then Cincinnati scored 12 more runs in the last 3 innings while Baltimore scored 1 more. And they took a 12-1, doubled it up, made it 24-2.
That's a brutal day right there. That is a, you know, nobody really wants to be in that game at all. Even the guys that have, like, they are like, once they got to our 12, shouldn't we have just, like, stopped here? This is where we feel like the run rule should exist. After 7 innings, you're up 12-1. That's 11 runs right there. We can go ahead and just raise our hand and say, umpire goes, all right, that's it, guys. Run rule over. Let's go home. Nobody wants those last 3 innings.
Now, interestingly enough, we talked about Austin Wynn's having 6 hits. You would think that would make you unquestionably the best offensive player in that game. However, we might have a challenger. So, Noel V. Marte, sorry if I butchered that first name, that's on me. He went 5-for-7 and had 7 RBIs. So he had 1 less hit, but 1 more RBI than Wins. But if you think about it, those 2 combined to go 11-of-14 with 13 RBIs.
Dang.
That's how you won the game. Like, I know Ellie De La Cruz is awesome. He hit a home run. But how you won the game was the bottom of your line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when the bottom, and that's something that Bochy's talked about here too, is like, hey man, the reason we won a World Series was because our 7, 8, and 9 guys were producing enough that Marcus Semien was able to get 100 RBI that year. Just that being said though, to have 6 hits in a game, you're locked in a way that nobody else like was prepared for that day. Maybe it's weak pitching or whatever, but to get that first hit and then continue on, a lot of times in those instances, you don't even realize you're locked in like that because it's so easy. You're in the zone, you know, and when you're in the zone, you're not messing with it. You're just comfortable. And then you're about 3 or 4 hits in. You're like, let's see how much more I can do with this thing. And the ball starts to look like a grapefruit or a beach ball.
Now, I wasn't sure if I was going to bring this up because it did happen on Friday night, but somebody texted about it. So we should discuss it. Like, let's get into it. So the Cubs were beating the Arizona Diamondbacks 7-1 going into the 8th inning. Feels like you should have that pretty well in hand. They exploded for 5 runs in the 7th. You're looking pretty good. But then Arizona scored 10 runs in the 8th inning and still lost. So here's what happened. Arizona's losing 7-1. All hope is lost. They're doomed. They score 10 runs in the 8th inning. 10 in the top of the 8th. And you're like, all right, they got it. This game is over. And the Cubs respond by scoring 6 runs in the bottom of the 8th, which means in an inning and a half, 21 runs were scored. And in just the 8th inning, 16 runs were scored. And that gave the Cubs the 13-11 victory over the Diamondbacks.
Well, that's good for us, Kevin.
Is it? Because we beat the Diamondbacks in the World Series?
But lost to the Cubs earlier.
Oh,
so all these things can come together on this.
That is true. Now, Luis Arraez, and I went back and watched this a couple of different times. He had a full-on collision at first base, and it really did look like the Astros fielder was trying to get out of the way and like move off away from the bag. But that's kind of also the idea that Luis Arraez had, and he was trying to touch the bag but also move out to the right side, depending on which way you're looking, I guess. And he ended up having to go to the hospital, and they said he's in stable condition and it's the best case scenario for him having gone to the hospital. Like, you go to the hospital, that's going to be scary, but they think he's out of the woods for the most part. No fractures of any sort. He has a cut on his jawline, so they're worried about that, but other than that, they think he's going to be okay.
Well, that's positive. At least thinking that right now.
It was scary, because again, he moved off to the right side, and the first baseman, maybe it was momentum that carried him as well, or he was just trying to move it that way. He also made in that move, and then bang, they just ran into each other, and obviously Arraez had been running full speed the entire way. All right, let's go from that to Max Fried. Did you see that? I watched this a couple of times as well. Really a terrible call is what changed Max Fried's no-hit bid to he gave up a hit.
Mm-hmm.
It was a...
Hold on, when you say terrible call by the scorekeeper?
I think it was a
terrible... Initially?
No, I think it was the right call. It was a very run-of-the-mill ball that was not hit particularly hard to first base. First baseman's moving over to his right side and just boots it. He just boots it down towards second base. That was originally ruled as an error. But then, and this was in the seventh inning, I think.
Yeah.
But then in the eighth inning, they changed it
right
to a hit. And he had a no-hitter at the time. Not to say he would have obviously thrown a no-hitter. But I thought that was an egregious change. But I know this is where Mike would pop in and say, it's really hard to get an error nowadays.
It really is.
You saw the play, right? That was an error.
And the response later, and even Boone kind of was in the same boat here, was... They weren't making it. They weren't going to beat him in a foot race to first base. Like, they weren't even going to get the guy out anyway. But that's the thing, Kevin, is that's how they justified that.
Yeah.
Was we predict that they weren't going to be able to get there anyway. So let's just look at it as that. And I don't know that I necessarily love that you're trying to predict what was going to happen in that instance. Mostly you're looking at it, what happened to the ball. And like you just said, he booted it.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they're right. I don't necessarily know if I agree with that. And if that's why they ruled it a hit, that's fine. That just feels like a dicey call.
Do you feel like they should always go with whatever the first ruling was?
I mean, obviously with the Rangers game, I think they should have done that. Like, I heard Jared talking about it. It just boggles the mind sometimes that you watch it in such minutia, and the vast majority of us can all be like, okay, so that person got pushed off, or they're safe, or that was an error. And then they're like, nope, we determined it's the other way. And you're like,
because we've now watched it in slow-mo.
Yeah, but I watched it in slow-mo. How is that your take from that?
Well, you don't have our eyes or our powers.
I guess. And normally I would say, like, it's not going against the person who called it on the field. But in both instances, they went against the umpire on the field and then the scorekeeper.
I wonder who, like, with the new rule, kind of, like, Mike, like we always discuss about errors. I wonder who benefits the most. Is it pitchers? Or is it fielders that benefit the most from the lack of errors being called in games nowadays?
It's definitely not pitchers, because then they count those as hits.
Right.
So it's got to be fielders or maybe some hitters that are like, hell yeah. Did you see those 7 extra hits I got because of lack scorekeeping? Love it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, are the Cowboys as good at drafting as they seem to think? Plus, we'll try to find a way push in more WrestleMania talk next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.